Hello, you're listening to CJLO News. Multicaf, the food security group in Côte de Neige, is raising funds to support their social workers through art. Four artists have been collaborating over the last month in a studio in Snowdon to paint a mural 24 feet long and 8 feet high, full of color, and patterns and portraits, which will be broken down and auctioned off to help support Multicaf. The artists are Carmelo Blandino, Melissa Del Pinto, Kevin Lido, and Kristen McRae. Here is McRae, a Berlin-based artist known for large installations and pattern art.
I mean, as an artist, it's the greatest gift to be invited to make something for such a good cause. Like, it's so rare that we get to do something that we know that the funds will totally go towards people who really, really need our help.
The artists all came in for this initiative from different places, but are all Montrealers originally, with connections to Côte de Neige and Multicaf. Here is Kevin Lido, most famous for Montreal's massive, iconic Leonard Cohen portrait.
We love painting, and if we can help people with what we love doing, we all win. Yeah, put our heart and souls into it, and we're really hoping to inspire people to put their money forth and help our community. So everybody's working together to uplift our community, so together we all are a better society.
Cool. The mural is being broken down into 12 pieces and auctioned off online this month. The money is going towards supporting Multicaf's ambitious social work programs. Here is Multicaf's president, Jean-Sébastien Patrice.
Before the pandemic in 2020, we were helping 1,200 people. That was our number at that time, active members. Now it's 16,000 people. So there's a big emergency, too much people. And the thing is, we understood that we cannot only give food to people to help them. We have to find solution to take them outside of the poverty and bring them back for an employment, learning French, learning English, even going back to school. So we have to help them doing so. And we put down 2 years ago, with the help of this project, we were able to hire social services. And people used to ask me, what are you talking about, social services with food insecurity? Before we put that department of social services, people used to come to our service and use our service for an average of 18 months. With the help of those social workers, we're not at 6 months. So that's where the fund go, because we don't have government funding to hire those social services, because the government think, well, people are hungry, you give them food. We think people are hungry, yes, you give them food, but by the same time, you help find those other solution.
For CJLO News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.